My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Coming up, our friend Matt Light, former New England Patriot, in the studio with us in about 15 or 20 minutes or so. Been a while since Matty Light has been around, and I cannot wait to talk to him about this upcoming New England Patriots season and the offensive line and many other things.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so
it's, we're in the meat of the RNC DNC.
Yes, Matt will, I'm sure, want to address politics at some point. Also, speaking of friends, very good friend of ours, my guy Walter from Granite Links, offered up a pair of tickets that I can auction this morning for Kenny Chesney and the Zach Brown Band, which is this weekend at Gillette.
Wow.
The guy, Kenny Chesney, could sell Gillette out for like five nights in a row.
He could sell it out in January during a snowstorm. Like, people would go.
So these are really good tickets. I'm going to auction them off for the Greg Hill Foundation. So if you want to bid, you could call 617-779-7937. They are club seats, club section 10, row 10.
Oh.
So excellent seats with a parking pass
for
tomorrow
That's
night.
Key.
Kenny Chesney and my guy, Zach Brown, and the Zach Brown Band.
All right.
So if you would like to bid on those two with a parking pass, just call 617-779-7937, and we'll see what we get before the end of this morning's show. This is Mike from Connecticut. Hello, Mike.
Good morning, everyone.
What's up?
First of all, I want to – how are you?
Great.
First of all, I want to, give my condolences to Gretchen Fourier. I did like that show, and everyone else who's talking smack about them can go pound sand.
Excellent.
I can relate to the Triple E, Greg, because when I was in high school way back in 1997, we would have to go in later because the mosquitoes were at the peak at like between 5:30, 6 o'clock. So we'd go in an hour later, but we'd still get out at the same time.
Yes.
We had to deal with that for like 3 months, and then once winter is over, that's it.
Listen,
and then Wiggy, by the way, I have been bitten by a mosquito indoors.
All right.
Thank you guys. I'm all for if it's work or school, and they tell you it's going to start an hour or two later. I'm all for it.
Right.
I just don't believe. I saw yesterday, I think it was maybe on NBC 10, one of the guys who runs Pop Warner or AYU, whatever it is,
right,
out there in, I think it's Webster, Oxford. And he was saying basically their season is over.
Right.
Because you can't use the town fields after 6 p.m. That's when they practice.
Yep.
Like, that's why, I hate to break it to everybody, but coaches have to work and kids have stuff to do. And so they start practice, you know, starts at 5:30 or whatever it is, goes till 7. They can't do that now.
Right.
So it's not the government's job. It would be the parent. In the case of students, kids who are playing football, it is the parent's job to determine how risky it is to be outside playing football when a mosquito might bite you.
Like, and it's not just football, too. Don't they play soccer?
Yes, everything. Not, all of it.
High school games start at 7 p.m.?
All of it. Yeah. All of it.
What a joke.
Have they heard of off? I mean spray some off.
Put some tiki torches out there.
Right. Do those things work?
No, but they look nice.
They do. They do look nice. You'll be all set because you have the sun, the artificial sun rising in your bedroom.
Correct.
At 3 a.m. Or you're soon to have that with your hatch.
Yes.
Very excited. You'll be okay.
We just played a commercial of a pest company that was on here.
Yeah.
Have him go out there and spray the whole town down.
Spray the whole thing down. Yeah. Spray the town down.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up the dumb bambino and have me facing. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Where would you like to start this morning, Jackson?
Well, Alex Van Pelt spoke at practice yesterday. Let's hear what he had to say.
Yeah, I mean, that's work in progress as well. You know, we're really still evaluating. You know, you'll see different lineups. Each practice, you'll see guys switch sides, go from guard to tackle, right tackle to left tackle. We're trying to find the best five guys. Maybe not the best five players, but the best five guys that work together as a unit right now. And that's still a work in progress. Hopefully this game will solidify that for us.
And he was talking about the O-line
there. Yeah, obviously. So... what is your opinion on when it comes to the O-line and whether or not you're going to eventually be able to trust them, either whether it's Drake May or Jacoby Brissett, or is that train not coming back into the station for a long time?
I think when you think of the O-line, you're going to – I would move Onwenu to right tackle because he's played there before and he's done a good job. City Sow, I would have it, the guard, David Andrews. The issue just becomes, and it's a big issue, is who's your left tackle, right? More concerned with your left tackle than maybe I'm concerned with your left guard. But at the end of the day, if it's Jacoby Brissett behind the shaky offensive line, there's a chance he could get nicked up and, you know, hurt. So why not just – I'm just confused with the whole Drake May situation right now. And that to me is the most important thing. Yeah, I get it, the offensive line, but what's the quarterback situation going to look like?
Mm-hmm.
We can't live in the world of, well, Drake May, if you put him behind an offensive line, could get hurt.
Right.
They have that guy, Laydon Robinson, who's been getting some reps at left guard.
Right.
So maybe they end up getting lucky there with a rookie, and
isn't it like whoever the five guys are? It's like, all right, whatever. It's really about the quarterback. And if you're telling me you're going into, and I think Mayo said this when I don't know if we were talking to him or he had just said it, and somebody said, well, are you concerned because the offensive line is a little, you know,
iffy,
concerned that Drake May might get hurt. And he's like, no, if he shows that he's the best quarterback, he's going to play. Like, we can't go into the mindset of like, well, we're scared to put Drake May out there.
Well, if they don't shore that thing up, they're going to be calling Foxborough the Bloody Burrow.
Yeah.
all right, what's next, Jackson?
Next, we go to Aaron Judge talking about his another historic home run.
Oh, my God. He is on pace again to hit. He's close to pace to hitting 61.
Yeah.
Again, what do you have, 48?
He's got 48, yep. Absolutely.
I mean, go ahead.
If it comes with a ring and a lot of fun in the playoffs, then definitely that'd be cool. But like I said the other day, I'm just trying to do whatever I can each day to put ourselves in a good position to win a ball game. And, you know, especially these games against Cleveland, who, you know, we'll definitely see down the road, and we're fighting for the best, you know, best record in the AL. I'm just trying to do my part. That's it.
I mean, the he's man is unbelievable.
Yeah, and they probably got him for a discount, too, New York.
He's worth every penny. Yeah. I don't care what it is.
I mean, when you look at his contract and you look at Shohei's contract, you're probably like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, saved a little money there.
We don't have time for it right now, but I would ask this question of you. What is the, and we could talk about it later, what is the single record in sports that you would love to see broken?
Oh, love to see broken. I thought you said would never be broken.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I mean, is it the home run record? You want to see somebody hit 65 or something, or is
well, isn't it done in the home run record? See, that's the problem with the home run record. Isn't it Barry Bonds at 73 or something?
Well, see, but that's
is it real?
That's always in that is always disputed.
You know what would be an interesting record to see if it could be broken? I think there's two. I think it's the DiMaggio hit streak, which is something ridiculous.
Yes.
I can't remember the
56.
Number. 56. And Ted Williams batting average.
400.
Yeah, would he bat 401 or something like that?
Yeah.
Like
so for you, it's baseball.
Well,
when it comes to records.
Yeah, because what other, like...
NHL goals.
Yeah.
I mean...
I would say, Wilt Chamberlain's, can anybody score 100 points? That's and then go out and, you know, knock down like, you know, 30 girls in one night. That is impressive. But no, seriously, the Wilt Chamberlain, I know Kobe was at 81, but I don't think that's an, you know, you'd like to see if somebody could do that, but I don't think anybody could do that.
I don't even say an individual record, 8 NBA straight titles will never happen.
Bill Russell?
The Celtics.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant Bill.
Like, that would never, that could never, I don't think that could ever happen again.
No, probably not.
No, I don't, I don't think there's any sport where, I don't think in any sport where a team can go over, past the three-peat. Yeah. Who's the last team to three-peat in sports? Wasn't it the Chicago Bulls?
Was that the last team to, probably.
I think that was the last team to.
Last team to three-peat.
In any sport.
All right, Jackson, anything else?
We have one more thing. Detroit Lions rookie running back has a Sione Vaki. He has a special talent that Dan Campbell was very impressed with.
Vaki's voice is the performance was the voice. It was pretty phenomenal. It really is.
Fair east side, by thy side will stand, and always praise thy name, praise thy name, praise thy name to heaven. Yeah.
Such a good movie.
Yeah, great voice. Yes, great movie and great voice.
Gorgeous voice.
Yeah. Really? He's got a second career if he needs it.
He sounds pretty good.
Excellent.
Courtney, you ever see that movie?
No.
That song's from?
Nope.
You never seen it?
I don't think so.
With Joe Clark?
No.
The Principal?
Nope.
Never seen Lean On Me?
Nope.
You haven't seen Lean On Me?
Nope.
Lean On Me.
There was like a period of time where there were like 10 movies about the teacher in the troubled neighborhood who has to get tough and, and save the school system. There was like 10 of them like at the same time.
That was like the early 90s from like, you know, 90 to like 98.
There was like Freedom Writers. It happened again because Freedom Writers, that was Hilary Swank. That was the same type of concept
but there
for
was
the
a,
movie.
Greg is right. There was a whole, it was like, it was Lean On Me. It was the one with...
Michelle Pfeiffer
with Michelle
was in.
Pfeiffer.
Was that Dangerous Minds?
Yes.
That was,
It was The Substitute with Mark Anthony and bro, what the hell's the guy's name?
Edward James Olmos was in one.
Yes, that was another one. Yeah. Man, it was like a pair. Jim Belushi was in one.
Yes.
Jim Belushi and Louis Gossip Jr.
Yeah.
It was a period. It was like every week. It was like, how can we help the inner city schools out?
Yeah.
Send somebody in there.
Well, that is, they said it. Quick back and forth on what they said in sports. This is Kevin from Quincy. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, good morning, Greg. How's it going?
What's up, man?
Well, just to clarify, I know that you guys like to say that's iffy and that's it, whatever, but yeah. Barry Bonds hit 73 home runs. I saw the guy do it, and so did you.
Yep.
The American League record is 62. Mm-hmm. Until they change the rule, Barry Bonds is the home run king. Would you not agree?
Yeah, I would. I just think that it's one of those things that has been argued
because of the steroids
since it happened.
Yeah.
Not because of steroids.
Oh, okay.
No, I mean, that's when you look at the Maguire-Sosa period is where people argue on that. But, I mean, yes, you are correct. Barry Bonds is the guy. So you're going to have to – somebody has to hit 74. What do you have, 73?
Yeah.
Somebody has to hit 74.
I think somebody could do that. I don't know about the DiMaggio and Ted Williams thing. That's going to be really difficult to do.
Yeah. All right, here is Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. Patriots practice yesterday had Alex Van Pelt speaking with media. And for all the positives we drew from Jerod Mayo's comments on choosing a starter for week one come Monday night and Drake May being ready, Van Pelt had this to say when asked about what's holding the team back from giving May more reps with the starters.
Jacoby, you know, right now he's our starting quarterback. So, you know, the good news is this week we'll get to play everybody. You know, we're still in the evaluation process. We have one more preseason game, and our guys are going to play, so we'll have another chance to evaluate.
The Pats will wrap up preseason games on Sunday against the Commanders at 8 p.m. And I know Wiggy said yesterday he's more excited for college football than the NFL season this year.
Uh-huh.
Well, when it comes to college, Iowa head coach Kirk Ferentz will be suspended one game for a violation regarding the recruitment of their transfer quarterback. This seems to be a theme for a lot of coaches in college football right now. The Sox are back in action tonight, welcoming the Diamondbacks to Fenway Park. First pitch at 7:10 with Brian Baio getting the start. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Joe Castiglione have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. In Timeout Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof, timeoutmarket.com. That's what's trending. Here is Jackson with your weather.
Beautiful day today. Highs in the mid-70s. It's going to be a great weekend. Highs in the 80s all week. All weekend. It is 60 degrees right now in Boston.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.